You've both been working in this field for several years. Do you think things are getting better in terms of student drinking, or worse, or are Maryland's colleges just sort of holding their own?
I think that the research has been very helpful in illuminating how science can be used to better refine and target intervention strategies. I think that we're moving away from an education-only model. We're starting to recognize how important it is to implement environmental-level interventions.
So, an environmental-level intervention means?
Doing something about working with the community to reduce access and availability.
Uh-huh.
So I think that multi-level approach is becoming much more accepted among the colleges, and we are making progress in getting the colleges to work with communities and to use more evidence-based strategies to address the problem.
And Jeff Graham, how does it look to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I would just like to kind of add to what Dr. Aria said is the importance of having a comprehensive approach that really addresses the potential problems, you know, associated with high-risk drinking, those type of problems that can occur in the context where students are drinking. You know, our role, you know, even though we use somewhat of a harm reduction model, is really to you know, prevent students from, you know, having a tremendous amount of potential negative consequences, whether it's doing poorly academically, getting arrested, having physical injuries, hurting themselves, hurting other people, you know, or certainly significant other concerns. So I think that universities that have comprehensive approaches that deter certain behaviors while engaging students in meaningful activities and providing prevention information is important. There really is no silver bullet in this field. You have to have a comprehensive approach that addresses the issue from a lot of different angles. There's no really one best thing that's going to work for any specific university.
And I think what we're trying to do, and the colleges have been very successful in doing, is seeing this as an opportunity to promote student success. So to make those academic experiences so rewarding that they compete with the perceived rewards of drinking and using alcohol as a necessity in their social interactions. I think that so many colleges in Maryland have rewarding experiences for students that can compete with that.
But I have to push back when you say that colleges have been so successful, because we seem to hear a lot about the frustration of actually affecting students' drinking behavior. The Baltimore Sun's piece about drinking at Towson, for example, said, I believe that last year 70 students were transported to hospitals for alcohol intoxication. I mean, that's a lot in any given week.
Oh, I think that there's a lot of work to do on the alcohol prevention and intervention side. I guess what I'm saying they're successful at is making colleges very rewarding places to grow and study and work. So they're making a lot of strides in making quality education available in Maryland. And they're committed to refining their strategies for alcohol prevention and intervention.
And
that those data points too may be just indicative of perhaps of situations where universities are, you know, they do have a policy in place to address those. So those, and I'm not sure if the number was 70 or whatever, but you know, it is entirely possible that population of students would not have been even transported, you know, if there weren't processes in place to identify that those were students in need of help. And again, I don't think that that's a kind of head-in-the-sand approach. It's really an approach that's saying, you know, let's make sure that we're looking out for these students that do need transported so that they're obviously not experiencing any other significant negative consequences. So There's an upside to that data as well.
Right. Jeff is saying that if you have an increase in the number of alcohol violations, the university might be doing the right thing. It might be a signal that they're doing the right thing.